sure that she's hitting the right notes, and she performs without wearing shoes so that she can feel the song's beat through the floor's vibrations. When asked why she sings, Mandy said, "I sing to encourage other people. It's what makes me happy." Oh, friend, you just have to hear this talented woman sing. To watch the clip of Mandy performing her original song titled Try before a live audience, visit disabilitycampaign.org. And hey, if you have a disability, let Mandy be an encouragement for you to follow your dreams. Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata. After living with quadriplegia for decades, never did I imagine I would also have to battle breast cancer. For me, the diagnosis of stage 3 breast cancer came after identifying a lump that hadn't been there before. It was out of the ordinary. And all kinds of thoughts crossed my mind, like, how will they perform a mammogram when I'm in a wheelchair? Plus, I worried about how cancer would affect my husband and caregivers. But friend, if you have a disability like me, it's important that you not let these concerns deter you from being evaluated by a medical professional. Speak with your doctor about the importance of mammograms and self-exams, and then visit disabilitycampaign.org to download free resources on breast.
She's the only one on this whole thing.
Hey, Jordan.
Hey, dude. What's up, man? Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I hung up on you because I had to get the commercials. It wasn't like we lost connection. It was just because of the commercial. The way we're having to run this rinky-dink operation today, it wasn't your
fault.
Okay. But the phone is actually easier for me.
I couldn't hear you that well anyway, so that's why I sent you that message.
Okay, good. You can hear me okay this way?
I can hear you great. Coach, can you hear Jordan okay?
I hear him great.
Okay.
Good deal. Good deal. No, he doesn't.
It's going fast. Oh, no. It's fine. So, we can go in there. We like the live environment.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to come back. We're going to play like one more commercial, and then we'll come back and we'll let you and Coach Higgins talk. I might have a question for him, but I know you'll probably cover everything that I would ask, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right, man. I'm going to put you on hold, and you'll hear me yelling at you in just a second.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Disability app, and though it's still in the works, it will be the go-to app for finding accessible restaurants and stores, as well as services like in-home care or grocery delivery. Plus, this app will even include a list of employment opportunities specifically for people with disabilities. Best of all, the app will be free for download on any device. My goodness, what a brilliant idea! And you can help make it even better. The team at Ability App needs people who will help populate accessibility information for the app. Do you know of a disability-friendly restaurant or store, or do you want to post a job? Then share it with the Accessibility App team. Learn more at disabilitycampaign.org.
Welcome back into our Fox Sports Show's two-a-days tailgate tour. Starting the day off with the Mars Hill Panthers. Out at Mars Hill is Wes Ayers, and he has the coach, Daryl Higgins, by his side. Before I pass it off to you, today is an interesting day, Wes, mainly because ESPN2 has changed to ESPN8, the Ocho, all day long. They're showing all these weird phenomena. I've been locked in on it all day, but it was during our commercial break, I was watching, and they were teasing what was coming on next. And it's something called Dodge Juggle, where apparently people juggle and other people throw dodgeballs at them. So I'm going to let you handle this entire interview with Coach Higgins, and I'm going to see how many people get hit in the face.
Okay, well, first of all, that sounds like something that you, Chuck, and myself need to get involved with. And let's just see who can win that tournament.
Chuck is not in the studio, so we'll make him juggle to start off.
Okay, sounds great. Yeah, sounds good. All right, I do have Coach Dale Higgins here, head coach of the Mars Hill Football Panthers. Coach, I want to start with this. You had a great season last year, but just a phenomenal year, somewhat of a springboard heading into this season. How excited are you to see this team take the field in 2018?
We've been looking forward to getting started, you know, ever since we lost last year in the first round of the playoffs. It's something that, you know, we started working towards the next week, and we've been looking forward to getting started so we can get out here and just see if we can get better than we were last year.
That's awesome. You know, your guys scored a ton of points last year, over 340 points. You averaged over 31 points a game. Do you see the same type of offensive production coming this year, or do you want to see more? Do you want to go faster? How are you approaching the offensive side of the ball?
Well, I like scoring points and scoring a lot of points, and I was fortunate to, you know, coach some teams at Dexter that we average 50, 55 points a game, and so we're nowhere near those teams. We want to get a lot better than we were, and we hope we can improve on what we did last year.
Absolutely. Coach, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about Colt Smith. He's got some early recruiting happening. Tell us a little bit about him and what your expectations for him. He's got a high motor. We're watching him out here in practice. He's ready to roll.
Oh, he's a football player, and he's, you know, offense, defense. He's our middle linebacker on defense. He's fullback on offense, and he's just a ultra competitor. He's super strong. He gets in that weight room and gets after it. He's gotten a lot faster just from doing a lot of work and coming two or three times a day and just continues to work on it. He's a joy to coach.
You got Joseph Hanson. He's going to come back this year, play a little quarterback for you. How excited are you about that?
I'm super excited about Joseph. When I got here 2 years ago at Marcell, he was 158 pounds. He's now 206 pounds. He runs a 4.740, and he's our safety and quarterback. And he's a dual threat guy. He's just as dangerous running as he is throwing. And so we're excited to get him. We got to see a little bit of him last year late. He got hurt early in the season and had to miss majority last year.
That's what I was telling Jordan. When the play breaks down, he doesn't panic. He finds a way to make plays, and he can throw some absolute dimes. Just drops them right on the money.
He can throw a great pass. Most every ball he throws is spiral. But what I like about him is, you know, yeah, he can tuck it and run, but he's also got his head and his eyes up looking down the field to throw it if somebody breaks open.
That's awesome. Coach, I'll let you go on this question. What are the goals for this Marcell Panther team in 2018?
We want to get better every day we go out here, and we want to see how good we can be by the end of the season. You know, we've set some goals. We'd like to host a playoff game. We'd like to win a playoff game, do some things we hadn't done in our program. We want to be competitive in every game and just compete to the end of the whistle from the start and continue to improve. And I don't know what the ceiling is for this team. We just want to see how good we can be by the end of the year.
That's awesome. That's Coach Darrell Higgins spending some time with us. They're ending up practice here, so I'm going to let you go. Coach, we thank you for spending some time with us. We wish you the best of luck for this fall.
Absolutely. Thank you all for coming out and doing this.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Jordan, that was Coach Darrell Higgins, the leader of the pack here on the Hill.
Of the Marcell football players with him. Wes, take it away, my man.
That's awesome. Thank you, Jordan. I was talking with Coach Higgins earlier in the day, and we were trying to line up what players he might want us to talk to, and so he referred me to three of his senior leaders, and I'm going to start here with quarterback Joseph Hanson. And Joseph, Jordan and I were talking a little bit earlier in the day. We're excited to see you play. How do you feel? How's the leg feel? Are you ready to go?
It feels great. I'm ready to go.
So the quarterback is ready to go. That's a good thing. Let me ask you, what do you think your main job is going to be? What are some of your goals for this season?
Our main goals are to get better every single day and just push each other and look up to the younger guys and just how far we can go.
So as a senior, you've got to see this program sort of grow and expand, and you've got this nice practice facility, this nice new field that you guys are on. We were talking about that, and you said what a blessing it is to get to have something like this, to play on something like this. How special is it to you as the quarterback of this program to have been a starter for so many years? You come up hurt a little bit last year, but you enter this year as a senior, as a playoff contender, a region championship contender. How special is that to you?
It's amazing. We're so blessed and happy to be in this position to go here and compete and be in the situation we're in, and we're ready to get it started.
So Coach Higgins referred to you as a baller. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. That's awesome. So that's Joseph Hanson, the quarterback of the Marcell Panthers. Jordan, Joseph, we look forward to dealing with you and getting to be around you and spending some more time with you. Jordan, I'm going to move on to Brooks Thompson. And Brooks is here with us. And Brooks, you got a high motor. You were kind of leading the drills in conditioning, and I got to tell you, that's something that I never would have imagined doing. But I'm very proud to see that. How excited are you to get this 2018 season rolling?
I'm ready to go. It's going to be really fun. We put a lot of work in the off season, and we think we can come out here and show the people we really know how to play football out here at Marcell.
That's awesome. So on the Hill, you're looking forward to things getting rolling. What's the best thing about being a Marcell Panther?
The best thing about being a Marcell Panther is just getting to see, after being here for 4 years playing varsity football, to see from our first year being lucky to get one or two wins, so now we're coming out here
looking to compete and win the region. So that's the best thing about being a Marshall Panther to me.
That's awesome. Brooks, we talked about this facility. I'd like to get your feedback on it. How nice is it? I think it was you that mentioned you went from playing on dirt and rocks to playing on this nice field here. Tell us how special this facility is now as a senior.
Oh, this is great because we feel like we set the foundation here, and just to be the first team to really bring it up and feel like we deserve something like this has just been a great feeling.
All right, Jordan, that was Brooks Thompson, one of the senior leaders here for the Mars Hill Panthers. We're going to finish here with Colt Smith. Colt, I was talking to Coach Higgins. You've got some looks happening. You've got some colleges talking to you. How exciting is that?
Yes, sir. It's a great feeling, you know. Like, I used to enjoy baseball a lot more, but then football, when Coach Higgins came, I just fell in love with the game. And being able to go out there and get looked by some people, it's a great feeling.
That's awesome. So you mentioned Coach Higgins. I want to ask you this. How much fun is it? What's it like playing for a coach like Coach Higgins?
It's amazing. Just having a coach that cares so much about you, not just as a football player, but as a Christian. And he just really wants the best for us and always pushes us.
That's awesome. So as a senior leader, what are some of your goals for this 2018 football program?
Me and my seniors, I think we should just really be able to lead this year and, you know, be able to come out here and maybe win region and go as far as we can in the playoffs.
I was talking to Coach Higgins earlier. One of the things that he says is a goal for him is, you know, it was awesome to get a taste of the playoffs last season. He wants to host a playoff game. Do you reflect that? Do you want to do the same?
Yes, sir, I do.
So what would it mean to you as a senior, first round of the playoffs? You've got the crowd here on the hill. I know we're looking way out. We're looking several weeks ahead, but that's something you want to do. How would that feel to you in this moment?
It would just show that all this hard work we've been putting in the summer, that it really did pay off.
That's awesome. Colt, thank you. Best of luck to you. Appreciate you spending some time with us. Best of luck to you guys. Thank you for spending some time with us. We'll catch you on the flip side. Best of luck. Thanks, fellas. Appreciate you very much. All right, Jordan, that was the senior leadership there. For the Mars Hill Panthers, very well-spoken young man, very humble, but very hungry.
And they should be. And I think those three guys right there, you're going to hear their names over and over and over again this year. And they're three of the main pieces that make this Mars Hill team so dangerous. You know they're going to be in shape. You know they're strong. And you know they know what to do. These guys have played a lot of football. And Coach Higgins and the Mars Hill community are counting on those guys to give them the production they expect they can give. And I think that they will be pleasantly surprised and get more than they thought they could get. So good job getting those guys, Wes. They did a really good job, and we're looking forward to seeing what they can do this year.
Absolutely. And this is